taking place over the Christmas period. Although it doesn't say so, these are the services taking place here at this church. So there for you to take away, to share with others. An update on the Christmas afternoon tea, where we're seeking to raise funds for a new defibrillator to go outside. The tickets have all been sold. This is from Linda. Tickets have all been sold. Big thank you for everyone's support. It's been fantastic. And that if we can raise any more through the raffle donations, the company Linda works for have offered to match the money that we make, which is absolutely fantastic. So the more we can make ourselves around that event is brilliant, because it will get doubled. And thank you for thank you for everyone for buying the tickets, and thank you to those that are organising it. There is a collection plate in the foyer, as our usual practice at Holy Communion. There will be a retiring collection for the Christian Action Fund. Hello. One more notice before we start this morning's service. As I think everybody is aware, Karen is retiring next summer and putting her feet up, going back to live in Jersey with Steve. In the wonderful way in which we do this in Methodism, we sort of get a best part of a year ahead of ourselves, working our way through ministerial appointments. That's all being planned already. But obviously Karen's still with us till next summer, and nothing's changed, and that's wonderful that Karen's still here. But the circuit has been working on seeking a replacement for Karen, and the great news is that there is a new minister coming to the circuit, and the Circuit Invitations Committee is able to confirm that the Reverend Sharon Thraves, hopefully I've got that right, has accepted an invitation to become part of the Preston Ribble ministerial team from 1st of September next year. Sharon will be primarily looking after Longridge, Trinity Gregson Lane and ourselves at Bamber Bridge and the school. She's currently working in the North Norfolk Circuit. Before that, she was working in the Pendle and Burnley Circuit, and it does say on the note that I've got, one or two might have an issue with this, but she's a native of Blackpool originally. But we'll forgive her for that. So that's wonderful news, and whilst all of this is around things that are changing next summer, it's wonderful news. In the meantime, we need to remember Sharon in our prayers, Karen and Steve in our prayers, as we go through the next few months towards next summer. But whilst we've said all of that, we welcome you this morning to lead our worship. We welcome the fact that you are still here leading us for the next all the way through to next summer as well. Let's start this morning's service with, as we commence into worship itself, let's start with a few moments of quiet and a prayer. Dear Father, quieten our minds, still our hearts, for your living ways are all we seek. Strengthen our lives, inspire our spirits, in your living waters flow your endless grace. Amen.
Longings and needs, but we come as one to worship. Let us truly worship and learn from the one who is our King and Lord of all. We're going to sing together. It's number 59 in the book, or it's up on the screen. It's not Meekness and Majesty. It's Shine, Jesus, Shine. We've got the wrong song. Lord, the light of your love is shining. Mm-hmm. No. Lord, the light of your love is shining. We'll get there eventually. Apologise for this. We stand and we sing together, Lord, the light of your love is shining. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Presence from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Please sit down. We come with our prayers of adoration. Let's pray together. Lord God, you are compassionate and challenging, humble and holy, accepting and assuring, near and now, gracious and glorious, exceptional and eternal, and we worship you today with gratitude and hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And to hear some life in the church. Right, Archie, this is all about you now. Okay. Can we have the first slide up, please? Right, for those who haven't yet seen Archie, although I'm sure you've heard him rejoicing away, can we have the next picture, please? There we are. Archie, can you see yourself? Okay. Baptism, and on to the next one, please. Baptism is a sign of God's love, and in it we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. We respond to the words and commands of Jesus, who said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Catherine and Darren, do you wish Archie to be baptized? Today, therefore, we welcome Archie into the household of God. By bringing Archie for baptism, we affirm God's love for him and our hope in God's promise for the future. So if the parents and the godparents would like to come up and gather around the font, and Mia. You want to come up here and gather around? Mia? You just gather around, okay. Right, you come and stand by me, Mia, because you've got a special job in just a minute. No, you're not. No, you're not. Okay, if you want to stand just in front of the others, that's it. Yeah. If you want to come and stand this side. Okay. Right. We're going to pray. Loving God, we thank you for your servant Moses, who led your people through the waters of the Red Sea to freedom in the Promised Land. We thank you for your son Jesus, who's passed through the deep waters of death and opened for all the way of salvation. So now you're going to help me pour the water in, which we need the jug for. Right. So is all you're going to do, Mia, okay? Can you see it there? I'll tell you when to stop pouring, okay? Ready? Isn't Mia doing a special job just for you, Archie? That's lovely. Thank you very much. There we go. Pour out your Holy Spirit that those baptized in this water may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If you are able, would you please stand? Right, parents and godparents, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God? Do you turn to God, trusting in the Lord Jesus, who loves you and this child, and in the Holy Spirit, who will help and guide you? To everyone present, do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life? Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who died for us and rose again? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the church. Please sit down. Thank you. Now, this is all about you now, Archie. Okay, so you can look at me. Yeah? Yes. Yeah. So listen very carefully. What name have you given this child? Archie James. Right, now, here we go. Yes. Oh, I'll be careful of him, Mia. Right, Archie James, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. And for you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. And for you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. And for you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Right, here we go. Okay, hold on. Ooh. It's not something to eat, sunshine.
I don't think you like to stay
down. Right. Okay, we're going to put a little bit of water on your head now, Archie. Archie James. I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Okay, Teddy's been baptized as well. There you go. Right. You've got your towel. Right. Thank you. Good girl. There we go. There you go. You can give him a little dry, okay? Well done.
Thank you.
Now.
Thank you.
He's very polite. Archie, with joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you into Christ Church to share with us in the life and sign of Christ. Okay, Cheryl. I'd start this end of the godparents.
Okay. Archie James, receive this light. For you, Lord Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your right and chosen. Walk in the way of Christ. Amen.
Right, now, Archie, we're going to have a little walk now. Are you ready? You're going to go and meet all your whole new church family. Here we go. Say hello to Archie, everybody. Give him a wave.
Yes!
Right, there we go. See, all these people are here to love you and look after you and care for you. Isn't that wonderful? Give them a wave. Okay, you're going to give these a wave on this side now. You're going to give them a wave. And we all say together, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now we come to the promises. Catherine and Darren, you'll need your sheet, okay? The promises. Okay? It's with God's help we will. Catherine and Darren, from this day, Archie will have a home in the Christian community, and there will always be a place for him in the household of God. Will you tell him about today, unfold for him the treasure he has received, so that he may know he is baptized, grow in Christ and make his own response in faith and love. Will you set before him a Christian example that through your prayers, words and actions he may learn the way of Christ? Now, godparents, this is your turn. Jordan, Emma, Alex, Stephanie and Lindsay, will you help these parents to care for Archie and to bring him up in the Christian faith? Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that Archie has been baptized. We are called to share in the church's life of worship and service. Will you be a church where he is helped in faith, upheld in prayer, and encouraged in acts of kindness and Christian service? Okay, Cheryl? You can play with the water.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Let us pray as we say together, God of grace and life, in your love you have given us a place among your people. Keep us faithful to our baptism and prepare us for that glorious day when the whole creation will be made perfect in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now the second choice of the family is One More Step Along the World I Go. And Archie's got lots of steps to go. Okay, it's number 476. You can blow it out now, okay. And you can go back to your seats. Yeah, you just give it to the family afterwards.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more step along the world I go. One more step along the world I go.
Seated. Now, if there are any children and their parent or parents that haven't ventured to the back tables yet, today is Christ the King when we're thinking about Christ the King. So at the back, and even Archie might like to make one, there's lots of crowns that you can make and decorate with stickers and everything else. And then at the end, we'll have a parade of all of you with your crowns on. And then we'll be thinking about Jesus, who's the servant king. If we think about Queen Elizabeth, the late Queen Elizabeth, she spent her life serving the people. And this is what Jesus does, is he comes to show that even in power, you are there to serve. So feel free to go to the back of the tables. There's colouring as well, or anything else that you want to do. Thank you very much.
Is it on?
Wrong. Hey, strange sign that. On a cross as well. I mean, do you think it's somebody important?
Maybe someone who was supposed to be important. The only person with any real power around here is Caesar Augustus, the most august Caesar of them all. Everyone from Rome to Kingdom Come is supposed to worship him.
Well, I heard it was Pilate, Caesar's local man, who ordered the sign to be put up there.
Well, it certainly wasn't the other puppet, King Herod. He's hopping mad at the thought of any king of the Jews other than himself, of course.
Well, who is the king of the Jews then?
Can anything ever change? Can any king challenge the power of an emperor, Jewish or any other kind for that matter?
Well, I guess time will tell. Could be dangerous though. It certainly was for this one. Let's keep a safe distance and see what happens.
Reading is taken from Luke, not Mark, chapter 23, verses 33 to 43, halfway down the passage entitled The Crucifixion. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people who stood watching and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminals rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Amen.
We're going to join in our prayer of confession together. If you would respond with the words in bold print. Let us pray. Dear God, when we are reluctant to accept responsibility for our mistakes, forgive us. When we expect others to dig us out of a hole of our own making, forgive us. When we are complacent and do little to change, forgive us. When our life is only about us and not others, forgive us. Forgive us and change us through your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. God of all, your Son brought hope to a dying thief and assured him of a place in your kingdom, honouring his honesty. Thank you for showing us that you meet us where we are, drawing out the best from us even when we are at our worst. Help us to change our thinking and our attitudes, to acknowledge the cost of forgiveness, and to give our all to you and those around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next hymn is about how Jesus came to the earth to save us. and it's number 272, From Heaven You Came, during which the offering will be taken. Thank you. As well as the ones paid directly into the bank, as a token of our love for you, may they be used wisely to serve you in this place. Bless all the children associated with this church. May they grow in knowledge and love of you. Amen. Please be seated. Brighten your Black Friday with our top deals. Why wait? These deals won't stick around for long. I wonder, have you heard of any really good Black Friday deals this year? The television has been swamped with adverts, haven't they? We're told that this spending bonanza began as a follow-on from Thanksgiving in the USA, but it's certainly a thing here now as well. Black Friday. It's ironic that the day when we're encouraged to be self-indulgent is called Black Friday, when that cruel day when Jesus died on the cross is called Good Friday. Surely it should be the other way round. However much Black Friday, or indeed any other similar time like the January sales, costs us, it would be distasteful even to begin to compare that cost with the frightful cost of Good Friday to Jesus, or indeed, albeit a lesser cost, to his followers. But this terrible cost must have been worth it. Why else would it be called Good Friday? And why would people keep celebrating it over 2,000 years later? The Apostle Paul writes very powerfully of the majesty in Jesus in Colossians. It says, "He is," Christ, this is, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Paul writes powerfully of the majesty of Jesus, through whom and for whom all things were created. He has first place as the head of the church, and this is a fitting description for a king. But this glowing report ends with, "through the blood of the cross." Those listening to Paul's letter being read out to them almost 2,000 years ago would have been all too aware of the reality, the pain and the suffering expressed in those few words. And what do we get for the enormous price paid on Good Friday? There are many ways to answer that one. One is that Good Friday brought a complete change in the way we look at power, who wields it, and what kind of power will win out. A new ruler and a new rule, a new way of living, which is based on love and hope and trust in God, or faith in God. Accepting this new kind of rule and changing our lifestyle accordingly will mean some cost to us as we think about what we've heard. What will our response be? Are we ready to accept the offer and to take on the costs? As we ponder that, we're going to sing number 331, King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty, God of heaven living in me, gentle Saviour, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne, your majesty I cannot buy. before you now. In royal norms, I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. Earth and heaven worship you. Love eternal, faithful and true, who bought the nations, ransomed souls, brought this sinner near to your throne. All within me cries out in praise, your majesty. We're now going to say our prayers for other people. Let's pray. O God, where voices proclaim other kings and other lords, re-establish your reign. Where tyrants and dictators oppress the hungry and the poor, topple their thrones and rescue the oppressed. O God, where so-called prophets and priests abuse their influence, expose their deeds of darkness with your awesome light. Bring your justice to reign, and may a new integrity be born in places of authority. O God, where your name has been forgotten, where mere lip service remains, where your people have neglected or misunderstood their purpose, make yourself known as King, and with tender mercy, restore those hanging by a thread. O God, in our lives here today, reveal your heart to us. Remind us of your might and of your mercy. You who shepherd us with love and grace, create in us a kingdom that will change this world. And we've been asked to pray for Chris Wormsley, Leslie Singleton, who both have cancer, and they need our prayers at this time. Lord, put your loving arms around them, strengthen them and bless them. May they know your peace. We pray in the name of Christ the King. Amen. Amen. And we pray together the Lord's Prayer, which will be up on the screen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we're going to sing together, As Your Family, Lord, See Us Here.
As your family, Lord, see us here. As your family, Lord, see us here.
seated. We come now to our communion, and it is an open table for anyone to come. We're just waiting for the words to come up. And if you would respond with the words in bold, please. The peace of God is here to stay. Thanks be to God. Amen. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It's made ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith, and you who have little, you who've been here often, and you who've not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow, and you who have failed. Come, not because I invite you, it's our Lord's invitation. It is his will that those who love him should meet him here. Lord, we give you thanks, praise, hearts lifted high, voices full and joyful, these you deserve. For when we were nothing, when we had no name, no faith, no future, when we lost our way, when we came back to you, and look, you prepare a table for us, offering not just bread and wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, blessed, and made new again. So we join our voices with those of the church on earth and in heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We cannot take bread and forget those who are hungry. We cannot take wine and forget those who are thirsty, crying out for justice. We cannot hear your words of peace and forget the world at war. Lord, turn our lust for power into a desire for peace. We cannot celebrate the feast of your family and forget our divisions. Lord, heal your church in every bruising. On the night which Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. While they were eating, he took a piece of bread, gave a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body. It's given for you. Do this to remember me." Later, he took a cup of wine, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world. Lord Jesus Christ, you are present with us now. What have we to offer? Our hands are empty. We are not worthy, but with you is mercy and the power to change us. So as we do now in this place what you did in an upstairs room, send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and wine and upon us. Heal us, forgive us, make us whole. We want to be your body, loving and caring in the world. The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one loaf. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come and receive. The stewards will direct you up to the rail. Once you've received your bread and your wine, please just return to your seat. There is gluten-free wafers as well, so if anybody needs that, please just indicate. Thank you.
and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God, Lord of eternity, dwells in humanity.
join in our final prayer together. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life in our hands. Now we put our lives in yours. Take us, shake us, remake us. Our closing hymn is number 15, The Splendour of the King. Give them a little clap. Well done. Okay, you can go back to your parents now. Well done. Well done. We hope you'll all have a chance to stay for refreshments, which are served at the back of the church after the service. Our closing prayer. Lord, show us where and how we can serve you, the King who serves and gives yourself for us. In our words and in our lives, we will worship you. Amen. Amen. And we bless one another with the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Yeah.